Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita Cities, chapter 17, the divisions of faith, text number 14. Deva Dvija Guru Praja Pujanam Sochamarajam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Sarire Sariram Kapauchati Deva Dvija Guru Praja Pujanam Sochamarajam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Sariram Kapauchati Deva Dvija Guru Praja Pragya Pujanam Socha Marajavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Sariram Kapauchati Deva,
Deva,
the Supreme Lord, Dvija, the Brahmanas, Guru, the spiritual master, Pragya, the worshipable personalities, Pujanam.
Worship.
Socham.
Socham.
Cleanliness.
Arajavam.
Simplicity.
Brahmacharyam.
Celibacy. Ahimsa. Non-violence.
Cha.
Also. Sariram, pertaining to the body, Tapa posterity. Uchate
is said to be.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Posterity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord. The Brahmanas, the spiritual master and superiors, like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. You're translating? Send it repeat. I'm going to repeat. The austerity of body. Yes, repeat. Consists in worship of the Supreme Lord. The Brahmanas,
the
spiritual master, and superiors, like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. Purport. The Supreme Godhead here explains the different kinds of austerity and penance. First, he explains austerities and penances pertaining to the body. One should offer or learn to offer respect to God or the demigods. The perfect qualified Brahmanas and the spiritual master and superiors like father, mother, or any person who is conversant with Vedic knowledge. This will be given proper respect. One should practice cleansing oneself externally and internally. And he should learn to become simple in behavior. He should not do anything which is not sanctioned by the spiritual injunctions. He should not indulge in sex outside of married life. For sex is sanctioned in the scripture only in marriage, not otherwise. This is called celibacy. These are penances and austerities as far as the body is concerned. At the end of Srila Prabhupada purport to text 14 of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, entitled The Divisions of Faith. In this chapter 17, Lord Krishna, classified all of activities. Our activities are said to be in ignorance, in passion, or in goodness. As activities, everything we do in this world, categorized in three. The food which we eat, the same. Ignorance, passion, goodness. Three categories. The faith which we have faith. Faith. The same way. Three. We can have faith in ignorance. Prabhupada said that is faithlessness. Faith in ignorance is faithlessness. Faith in passion and also goodness. Three. Knowledge. Knowledge. The same. You can have knowledge, ignorance, passion, goodness. Charity. Charity. In this world, there are so many charitable foundations, charitable personalities. Krishna did not say they are on the same level. Three levels. Charity. Austerity and penances. We hear about yogis going to the forest, do meditation. Krishna said, austerity is goodness, passion, ignorance. Everything we do in this world is like that. Everything. We can sleep in ignorance. We can sleep in passion. We can sleep also in goodness. Sleep, same. Everything. Cooking. I was also talking about that. Cooking. We are cooking every day. We can cook in ignorance. In passion. In goodness. Yes. Since our eating is in three, the cooking also is in three categories. Everything. An ignorant person goes to the kitchen to cook. There will be no salt in the food. No salt. You will forget. But the food is too watery. Too watery. It's ignorant. In passion, too much salt, too much pepper, too hot, too much spices inside, too hot. Pungent, hot, it's passion. Goodness, sweet, yeah, sweet, it's sweet, tasty. Yes. So, in other words, a devotee should be very careful with everything we want to do, we want to see, we want to hear, we want to talk. We should be careful. We should discriminate. That is what Krishna is doing. Human beings should discriminate. What kind of things we should hear? What kind of things you shouldn't hear? What kind of places you should go? What kind of places you shouldn't go? What kind of association we should keep? What kind of association we should avoid? Krishna described all this in this chapter 17. In this text 14, 15, 16, he's talking about austerity, the body, of speech, and the mind. It is described in this section. Here he's talking about the austerity of the body. Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord as one item. The Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. Then, in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. You see, these are words: cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, non-violence. These words are very common in Bhagavad Gita. You see this thing in many places in Bhagavad Gita, not only one place. Not only one place. Many places. Simplicity. Arjavan, also you see it in chapter 18. In chapter 18, text 42, you see this word also, Arjavan. Arjavena. Any devotee hears your name here? Arjavena. The same. Arjavena, Arjavan. The same word. So, similar word you find in many places. And Prabhupada translated it sometimes differently. Arjavan, here he said simplicity. Let me show you what we are talking. 1842. Arjavan. Yes. It's also here. Here, Arjavan, Prabhupada said honesty. You see? Chapter 1842, Prabhupada translated Arjavan as honesty. In 1714, he translated it as simplicity. Honesty, simplicity. Understand? Then, we should be conversant with our scripture. If you go back to chapter 18, text 8 to 12. Chapter 13, 8 to 12. Arjavan. See? Arjavan. Here, chapter 13, 1-3. Chapter 17, chapter 18. See, in three places you find the same word, right? Here Krishna said, Amandi tom, Adambi tom. Here, Amandi tom, Adambi tom, you find the word simplicity again. Simplicity. Ahimsa santir arjana. Yes? Acharya Upashanam Socham. Sthairam Atma Vinigraha. Atma Vinigraha. So Arjuna is here. So Arjavan, Prabhupada also said, simplicity. Simplicity, simplicity, honesty. Right? So simplicity. Then, if you go to the purport again, you find Srila Prabhupada's ecstasy expanded. You find his ecstasy expanded. Here also, in this chapter 13. Chapter 13, Ahimsa is also there. The word Ahimsa is also in this chapter 13. Actually, it comes at number 3. Because of item 3. Amanitam Adam Bitram Ahimsa. It comes number 3, item here. The explanation list. The Prabhupada is speaking about non-violence, simplicity. You understand? Are you following? Non-violence is generally taken to mean not killing or destroying the body. This is our general understanding about non-violence. But actually, non-violence means not to put others in distress. Non-violence means not to put others in distress. People in general are trapped by ignorance in material concept of life. And they perpetually suffer material pains. So, unless one elevates people to spiritual knowledge, one is practicing violence. This is how Prabhupada explains violence here. That except we preach Krishna consciousness, we are committing violence. Violence is not just some people. Violence means, even according to what Prabhupada said here, violence is generally taken to mean not killing or destroying another body. Somebody has violence. But violence is not just destroying others. Violence can be done to oneself also. We can be violent to ourselves. How? We won't take flesh. What is that? To the self. If it takes place, it's violent to the self. Here in 14, text at hand, Prabhupada said celibacy. It means what? He should not indulge in sex outside of married life. For sex is sanctioned in the scripture only in marriage. So, illicit sex means what? Violence to my own body. my own body, not even somebody. Yes, for two of us, who engages that? She is violent to her body and violent to my body. So we are violent to each other, not just to you, even to myself. It's violence to the self. Alcohol. Violence to the self, because it's my body I'm destroying, not someone's body. My own body I'm destroying. So we are also violent to ourselves. Okay? A person who is not engaged in innocent sex, is not taking intoxicants, is not no illicit sex, no gambling, right? It's not doing all this. So he's not violent. He's still violent. We are still violent if we are not devotee. A non-devotee is violent to the self. A non-devotee is violent to the self. That is why you will see Srinivasa Upanishad is saying that we are the killer of the soul. Atma, ha. Atma, ha. Ha means kill. Atma, the killer of the soul, is one who is not a devotee. Because each human form of life is human form of life is superior to all bodies. We have aquatic bodies, we have plants and trees, insect, beast, human. Of all these bodies, 8,400,000 species, the human body is the best. It's the best because of our intelligence, which is higher than the animal. And higher intelligence means what? That one is engaged in Christian consciousness. That's the higher intelligence. But one is not a devotee. There's no intelligence. There's no intelligence for one who is not a devotee. So for one who is not a devotee, he's a killer of his soul. He's a violent person. So we're committing violence to ourselves. Because we are violent by nature to ourselves, we can also be violent to others. A person who is not violent to himself or herself cannot be violent to other bodies, other persons. No. Because we give what we have. If you don't have, what can you give? If I have no violence in my life, I cannot be violent to somebody. You don't have it. You cannot be violent. Because we are violent to ourselves, we can extend our violence everywhere we are. Because that is what we have. We are violent. So violence is for the self, violence also for others. Is it clear? Huh? So austerity for the body. We should not use this body to disturb others. We shouldn't use this body to disturb others. How? How do we use our body to disturb others? See, our body can speak. Our body can speak. Not only words, our body can speak. Yes, they call it body language. Mm. So if I sit in a class like this, or sit before my superior like this, what is the message? Yes?
I'm not interested.
Not interested. I'm tired. I'm tired of you. You can continue going what they are doing, but I'm not interested. I'm not with you. I'm tired. This is a message. I sit before a person like this. This is what it means. I'm tired. That's a message. So if you sit in the class before a person like this, you're telling the speaker, stop this thing. Close. Let me go away. I'll give you enough time now. I'll give you enough time. Close. Do you know it? Close. Not open. It is open. But this is close. So if something is closed, if the door is closed, who can enter the house? So nothing can enter again. So anything you are speaking now, you're not entering the person. You are close. Can you see me? Close. That's the message. Body language. And the way I dress, right? The way I dress means what? I'm a free girl, you can approach me. I'm free. I'm waiting for you. You can approach me. Although I'm not speaking verbally, but my body is telling you, I'm free, you know? Please. You can talk to me. I'm ready for you. The body is speaking like that. But the way we dress, we are sending a message, signal. I need you, I'm waiting for you. So when are you going to talk to me? When? You're wasting too much time? Talk now. The body. So austerity of the body means we should not use our body to agitate others. Should not agitate others with our body. We shouldn't. We should use our body in Christian consciousness. That means to practice austerity. The body. It's part of the austerity of the body. Use this body to serve the Lord. So austerity of this body. We should use this body to serve the Lord. That is how we said before, that even if one is not a devotee, we are violent. Even to the self, we are violent to the self because we are not using the body for what it is meant for. If you don't use this body for what it is meant for, it is violence. Therefore, it is an austerity if we use this body for what it is meant for. That is glorious. It is glorious. The body is for Krishna consciousness, nothing else. This body is meant for Krishna consciousness. So even if one is not a devotee, you're not in a, I'm free, I'm not committing violence. I'm free. No, we are committing serious violence to the self. What is the body for? Are you using the body for sense gratification? That is violence to the self. We are violent to the self. So we should use the body to worship the Supreme Personality of God. We should use this body to worship. Our bodies are given to us by Mother and the Father. Therefore, we should do what? respect them. You should respect them more than fathers should be respected. Brahmanas who are the head. Brahmanas are the head. The head is the most important part of the body. The Brahmanas are the head because the Brahmanas' duty is what? To give us this knowledge. It's a duty. Spiritual master is teaching us and is giving us. The spiritual master is doing what? He is giving us some bandha. He's giving us knowledge which helps us to establish our relationship with the Supreme Lord. Some bandha here. That is the duty of the spiritual master. In this duty, the spiritual master is destroying ignorance. Destroy ignorance in the heart of living entities. So he should be worshipped. The spiritual master should be worshipped. The Brahmanas should be worshipped. The father and the mother should be respected because they gave us this body which you can use to transcend the material existence. If the parent did not give us this body, where are we going to get it? So the mother and the father are very important. They're important. We should give them respect. That's our duty. We should respect the elders, superior personalities. The elders should be highly respected. And people who are disciplined, who are sane, they have this culture of respect. Arjun presented this to Krishna. Krishna, I think that this is not religion to kill the elders. This is not religion. It is not religion. How can we kill those who are to help us? As we have mentioned many times, knowledge is with the youth. The wisdom is with the elders. The elders have wisdom. Yes. So the Brahmanas are Arjavam. Arjavam means what? Arjavam, simplicity, honesty, straightforwardness. This is Arjavam. He is straightforward. Arjavam. He's straightforward, he's truthful. He's straight. Means no duplicity. Arjavam. No duplicity. Straightforward. That's Arjavam. The Brahmanas have these qualities that they are straightforward in their dealings, therefore, successful rulers, they engage them to guide them how to do their duty. So they are respected. They are worshipable. Anyone who disrespects the spiritual master, disrespects the Brahmanas, is doomed. When we do not show respect to the... See, respect is different from worship. Respect. We should show respect to everyone. Not worship everyone. Worship is only for Krishna. But respect is for everyone. So we respect demigods. Why? They are helping us. They give us, you see, this force, Aswani Kumaras, they are in charge, movement. If they are angry with us, they remove it, paralyze. What can we do? Nothing. So they are helping us. We eat food in our stomach, Agni will help us to digest it. If Agni is not happy with us, indigestion. Eye problem. right? Using glass. Eye problem. Fire. Fire is not satisfied. So you can't see properly. So we depend on demigods. Therefore, as we are taking service from them, we should show them respect. But we shouldn't worship them. Worship, we should do to Krishna only. Respect, everyone. Everyone should show respect. Alright? And cleanliness. Clean, 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 very clean. Internal and external. Internal and external cleanliness. External cleanliness. One should bathe regularly. You should bathe regularly. Wash our hands regularly. Regularly, we have to brush. Regularly. Every day. Every day. We should spend more time in brushing our teeth, even more than the whole body. More time in washing the mouth. More time in washing the mouth. This small mouth, we should spend more time in cleaning it more than the whole body. Yes. Let's clean it. Sometimes I find it very difficult to be clean yet to some devotees. I'm sorry. Because they're not clean. You start with it. So cleaning should be externally clean by regular bathing. And internally by chanting Hare Krishna. We should be chanting. The Krishna is meant the next one in the center of the mind to recite the Vedas. So we have so many mantras, so many prayers to recite. It's austerity, cleanliness. To hear the Vedas, to chant the Vedas, to chant Hare Krishna mantra, chant so many mantras in our scriptures. These are all the austerity of speech that help us to control the speech, control the mind, keep us clean. These activities to be done like devotees, regularly. The whole world, which country manufacture more perfumes? The world.
France, I think.
France.
Yeah.
Why?
Dirty.
Dirty.
Dry clean.
Dirtiness. Dirty. What is to regularly take baths? Regularly. So it is our tradition to keep the body very clean, always. Taking fresh baths. And changing our dresses. And in the morning, we don't wear old clothes before the deities. The dressing we used yesterday. We have eaten what yesterday, or past water what yesterday, we shouldn't wear it tomorrow morning to see the Lord. It's an etiquette. We don't use old clothes, but we will greet the Lord. So we don't begin our day with old. We begin our day anew. That is clean. That is positiveness. The devotee is always positive. Like devotees who are driving, you start your car in the morning. Don't start your car with revision. Don't revise the car. Start your car in the morning. Even if you are going to revise, you should move forward first. Then you can revise. All these things is to be practiced. This will be followed. A cleanliness. Consciousness is clean, the body is clean, the mind is clean. So the whole idea of Vedic cultures, Vedic civilization is to help us to remain pure, to protect us from all external bombardment, from the sound, from the ether, for the Vedic sound. So we channel Krishna mantra, we hear the Vedic mantras. We recite the scriptures. We speak the scriptures. We hear. These are all wonderful activities to help us remain pure. Cleanness. Right, we have covered up. Thank you.
Thank you, my I'm very happy with this lecture about violence. Because next week I have a conference for the minister they organize for no violence.
Okay.
They will give me about, I don't know how many minutes to talk, but I will.
That's Krishna's. Yes, that's how Krishna does his things.
I never think about this. I to open my. Thank you very much. And then I will let you remember one thing. When Bhaktivinoda Swami come here, Maharaj come here, we come here twice, no? And we have cyclone. Yes, we cook for him. He eat at my place. But you see, the same place, we talk about cleanliness. But you talk the same what you say. He says the mouth may be clean, bones and the face. And then you say why? Because this mouth you put prasadam. Prasadam means Krishna. You cannot put Krishna in dirty place. In same place he explained this here. That he may clean the mouth and then eat prasadam. Because the same mouth is glorify the name, the holy name. The holy name comes from this mouth. If the mouth is dirty, you will become not good. Nice. He gives an example also by Hanumanji. Hanuman, he mash the tulsi leaf and amla. He keep it here. You know the monkey when he eats, he keep it here. Because he keep little amla here and that Hanuman never give a bad news. Every time good give good news. The same Maharaj is same place here. Yeah.
I always keep tushy in my mouth also. Always keep tushy in my mouth. So my idea is that many times you can leave the body so yeah, go tushy.
One
fully
question.
Prepared.
One question, Maharaj.
Yes.
What about when we have no devotees? You know, when no devotees, you not have realization. But sometimes we do the mistake with the mother and father. Not here, not do violence, but when it has to come here in the morning, in the house, sometimes come late like this. What about this? If we do some mistake with them, but now we are devoted, we are realizing, how we do for this?
Parents have the duty to chastise and correct even our devoted children.
Mm-hmm.
It's our duty. Like such a matter.
Yeah.
Well, I said it. Such a matter was informed. This boy has chastised. Suppose the Supreme Court, can you do this? Say, let him be God, but now that's my child. It's my duty to. It's my duty as a mother to correct him. I'll do that. Whether it's God, I'm making offense to God. That is okay. But because I'm the mother, I must do this. So he's chastising, correcting the Lord. Don't do this. So as parents, we should do that. Bring the children. Come on. Don't be late. Don't be lazy. Be here. Do it right. Yes, we should do that. Then later you can say, no.
Then you say violence, eh? Common violence. Sometimes you say, even our kid, you cannot beat him, no?
Yes.
But really before, the mother, father, I guess the because no, it's dangerous. Before we go in the sea and the children come late, then they get the stick, they beat us. What is violent?
Yes.
But how can we pray for them for
them? Yes, we should forgive. We should forgive them.
I can do it.
Yes, yes, I can. Yeah, it's our parent. They are our parent. What they did, whatever they did, is meant for our own good. Although they sometimes overdo them out of ignorance. But we should forgive that. Because we have knowledge.
Even in age of 18, 19, 20, still this age, my father is...
Yes. Prabhupada calls you American boys and girls. They are already 20 years. And Prabhupada said American boys and girls. He didn't say American men. This is calling devotees American boys and girls. They are 20 years already, right? In America, 16, you are free to leave house, go and misbehave, do whatever you do, break principles, do all kinds of things. But 20 years, Papa is saying American boys and girls. 25, American boys and girls. Why? You hear, it's only Bhakti Chidambaram that explained that day. Only when we are 40, we are considered a man. So because the 20, Papa say, consider us boys and girls. Until I'm 40, then we are a man. So we are called men only when we are 40. So we still need to be corrected and directed next. It's the duty of the mother, the parents, to correct the children. If we don't do that, it is violence on our part. It is violent because we are not teaching them the right thing. So we are committing violence to the children by not teaching them the right thing. That is violence. Because their future is being destroyed. By not educating them on what they are supposed to do. That's violence. Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Giri Gaurabhadana ki, Jai.
Yes, ma'am. Because now we will preach in Roderick, in Region Island, that is not enough. You must come one and a half month. Please, ma'am.
Very great.
Yes.
Good try. This one. Good try. Any other question? Yes, sir.
This morning I asked a question regarding domestic violence.
Yes.
So on behalf of other devotees, I'm asking this question again.
I just explained the same thing you asked me. It's This probably asked the same question. I was remembering what he asked me. It's our duty to correct our children, but not by beating. You should correct. But I assure you, such a mother did for the Chitana. And we pointed that even a brahmana was telling such a matter, what this thing you are doing, suppose this son is a supreme, the devotee knows. The devotee knows that the Shambhara is a supreme person of God. But his mother was treating him like ordinary child. So he doesn't want to be too open because he's respectful. He's a natural devotee. Very nicely presented his case. Suppose you know this boy is a supreme lord. Will you correct him like this? Sachimata said yes. Whatever he is, it is my duty as a mother to teach him the right thing. Yes. So she did. So correct the lord, but she didn't beat. Krishna also, Yashoda, she took care and only wave it. She cannot beat Krishna. She cannot. Only wave it. See. Yes. She cannot. Yes, they are very, very careful. They don't just leave things that, it's a child. It's very dangerous. Why is he not going to be a child? When a boy is no more a child, that time you cannot correct because it's old now to take any advice because you're not giving from the beginning. If you correct the children, you should train them right from the beginning. This is a recommendation from Kaladma. Right from the beginning, you should give children Krishna consciousness. Right from the beginning. And the Prabhupada said, yes, it is correct. By using his own example, he was giving Krishna right from the beginning. And Prabhupada said, it is very important because if you give children Krishna consciousness from the beginning, even if they grow old and don't take it, later they will come back to it because the foundation is already established. They come back. So it's not a waste. We should continue to do our best. This morning, Mataji was worried. Please help me. Let my son be a devotee. That's very good. That's a mother said, a devotee should be. Because if Krishna consciousness is good, we should give it to our children also. Charity begins at home. It's very good. We pray your son will become a devotee. Right? That's good.
Yesterday, after writing, he was praying that between couples we should open our mind, what is right, what is it like, what is our lives, so that the couple can have a good life. So, among devotees, this should be done. But what about the couple where one is a devotee and another one is not a devotee? So the likes and dislikes of a person, how to balance it?
A devotee should marry a devotee. A devotee should marry a devotee. If we are devotees, we should marry a devotee. Not to go and marry a non-devotee. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Why should we marry a non-devotee? Even materially speaking, the bird of the same feather, they flock together. So a devotee should marry a devotee. According to astrology, Srila Prabhupada explained us this in the purport, third canto of Bhagavata. A boy of demonic nature should marry a girl of the same demonic nature. A boy of divine nature should marry also a girl of divine nature. Then they'll be happy. If Manushya and Rakshasa get married, they will not be happy. Because they're opposites. So it's the same. They can be happy.
What in the case where these couples were married, they lived some good portion of their lives
before
they came in contact with Krishna consciousness? And then maybe the man is the one who is more interested in Krishna consciousness.
Mm.
Then the Iraqi war. The woman is not interested, America wants it, Iraq does not want it.
Mm. In this way, because one is married before coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, and now one party became Krishna conscious. Therefore, the husband should not force the wife. No, the wife forcing the husband. We shouldn't force. We shouldn't divorce because of this. We shouldn't. Because we didn't make this agreement from the beginning. If this agreement is made right from the beginning, then we have right to justify that. You promise you're going to follow me. So now that you don't want, so the contract is broken. But because we have married before, we are married before, we should keep. We can continue to practice. A man should go to practice, but he shouldn't divorce a wife to keep her. In this way, the woman will see by the quality of the man's practice, Krishna will influence her to try to take him. That is the austerity we have to practice. Srila Prabhupada's sister. Srila Prabhupada's sister. The husband is a drunkard. He beat her every day. When he goes from work, he goes everywhere and drink and do all kinds of things. Late in the night, he comes, 11, 12. If he knocks the door two times, he's beaten. If he knocks the door is not open. The second knock, as a woman opens the door, he's beaten. But this woman stayed with him 2 hours. She didn't complain to her parents, nor his parents. She tolerated it. The man comes in completely useless. She has to bait him and change him. Regularly. After so many years, the man called for his parents and the wife's parents. The woman was afraid. Yes. Maybe now he's going to say, yeah, the final word. Go. So she was ready for anything. She was just. So when the parents came, the man said, I call for you and you. I'll call for all of you to come. Because, you see, this woman here, she has been with me for all these years. I have been beating her, but she never tell anyone. He reported himself. This is what I do every day, every day, every day, but this woman remained with me. Actually, I'm like her own son because she has to beat me, she has to change me, she has to do everything for me like a child. So I call all of you here today because I want all of you to help me beg this woman that I have a scent in my house which I did not know for years. It's a scent. She changed the husband by a wonderful spiritual quality. So a man should change his wife not by shouting, not by dominating, not by beating, but what is on spiritual quality. What we are practicing should show in us that our wives should be able to see, oh, this man is doing something wonderful, let me join him. That's the way we should act. Not that I should ever see this woman, married her for how many years, hopefully I've been trying to change, I'm not changing. She's not changing because we have not changed. We may be in a movement, but we have not changed, therefore the woman is not changing. She's seeing this man. He says he's a member of this movement, but see what he does. I don't want to be a hypocrite like that.
No, straightforward.
Yes. Arjavan, not there. He's not Arjavena Das. He's Arjavena. I will have followed him. The system is changing him. But if I join, I will change. But what he practices is not changing him, so why should I go there? So we should remain and practice.
The same, like I say, in the morning, I think, no? One devotee, we do program at his house, if he has been in,
yes,
drink alcohol and eat fish in the kitchen.
Okay.
Here we do cooking. After 2 years, 2 or 3 years, the husband become
Brahmana.
And
the wife is you. That's it, you know, change yet.
The need to, Prabhupada said, I think you need to preach by example.
Yes.
The wife and that, not you only tolerate and share the word, give example, automatically.
Yes. See, so see what we are practicing in us. Then it will change. Very nice.
Your lecture is very
scientific.
Blue diamond.
Scientific.
All right. He's also wanting. It's not part of this class, it was something.
You are trying for the 5 quality of life.
Something that in a woman is silent. It is silent. And many devotees are worried about that. That is, we came from the spiritual world. We came from the spiritual world. Here, everything is pure. Everything is pure. We came from there to this material world, where things are topsy-turvy. So where is the proof that if we go there, we will come back here? Where is the proof? If you have come from there, see, if we go back there, where is the proof that we will come back here and continue this suffering? Where is the security? Sometimes we use words. Many times that we even forget the meaning. is a word which we use regularly, and we miss the meaning. We are forgotten. So it's better for us to understand our words. The scripture tells us that we are to Christian hands antaranga shakti, right? Antaranga. Antaranga means internal, spiritual. We have tatastha shakti, tatastha, majina. We have bahiranga. Bahir in the singha, hridaya, right? Bahir, outside, out, external. So bahiranga, shakti. So we have three principal shakti. Bahiranga shakti, tatastha shakti, antaranga shakti. Three. So tatastha means what? The middle of what? It's a middle of what?
External and internal.
Yes. So we're in the middle of spiritual and the material. That is the meaning of Magina, in the middle, not here, not there, but in the middle, between two things. That's the meaning. Tatastha, a bank. Like a bank of a river, between land and water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A bank. Tatastha means a bank. So we are in the middle, not in the spiritual. So we didn't fall from the spiritual. We are tatastha. So we can be attracted here, we can be attracted here. So we came from here. You understand? Get it? So we came from here. Because if you have two things, you have a choice. If you have only one thing, there is no choice. So you don't have any choice. You have to follow that. So marginal means we have choice between the spiritual and the material. And the material is more domineering. Here the material will see. You cannot go and fight someone in his house and defeat the person. If you go to somebody's house or go and fight, the person will beat you because it's his house. Mm. A crocodile and Gajendra.
Mm.
A crocodile is his natural habitat, is water. So you have more power in the water, not on the land. Elephant is more power on the land, not in the water. So, although the elephant is so powerful, but it's in the wrong environment.
In a way match.
Yes. It's a way match. A way match is always fearful for the players. In their home, they know that even if you play a way match in another country, if they win you, people don't blame you. But if they play match in their own country and win the people, say, oh, what is this? You are not a footballer. Right? So, Gajendra is in the water. His foreign environment. While the crocodile is in his natural environment, he's at home. So he has more strength. When Gajendra's strength was going down, his own strength was increasing. So, the material energy is stronger here. It's stronger here. While there, it's not, it does not exist there. But here is a domain, so it's strong. Mm-hmm. Now, take a second, here you go. So that is our situation, tatastha. So material energy has more influence on us than spiritual. So we took a lower side instead of the higher side. And the result is that we are in the material world, suffering all the thing that goes with the package of being in the material world. So we are experiencing all this. Now we have a loophole. The loophole is Gita, Krishna consciousness. So here, Krishna said we should take shelter of this knowledge to be free. Idam Gyanam Upashita. Take shelter of this knowledge. Do not be destroyed, do not be disturbed. Free. Because if we take shelter of this knowledge, we will have Krishna's energy. We enter into Krishna's energy. Entering into Krishna's energy means that we are no more affected by the material energy. This is our security. Our security is Krishna consciousness. The power of Pija. Smart Bhagavad Gita Pija. Happy. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Mataji, okay.